In 1881, William Tyler Page became a messenger, or a page, in the House of Representatives, and then made a career of rising through the ranks of House employees. He held the honored position of Clerk of the House from 1919 to 1931, and in 1917, Page wrote The American's Creed, a statement of political faith that the United States House of Representatives adopted in 1918. The American's Creed won a nationwide contest as, and I quote, the best summary of the political faith of America. Let me share it with you. I believe, he writes, in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy in a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. He continues, I therefore believe it's my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. Page seemed to understand the very principle that the Apostle Peter wrote of in 1 Peter chapter 2. Submit yourselves for the Lord's sake to every human institution, he writes, rather to a king as the one authority or to governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right, you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Why do we respect those in national leadership? Well, because God has commanded us to do so. And besides, by living lives of humble respect, we silence those who tend to see Christians as just rebellious antagonists. This may not always be easy, and submission doesn't necessarily mean agreement, but God equates humble respect for authority with respect for Him.